Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's August 5, 2007. And do we have Mike in Maryland? Mike, are you on air? Hello, Mike? Mike? In Maryland? Okay. What we're going to do is have another explanation. I want to add something to the water doomsday clock. The measurement of 4 minutes to midnight is not an arbitrary figure. And what we have here is a concept of the mathematical probabilities based upon the 1% potable water is left. It's actually a little less than 1% already potable water in the United States, but measured against the global concept of the contaminations that of the chemicals that are in the water, the process of the mathematics for each minute is what's built into this. If we reach the point of actual midnight being struck, based upon the terms of the of what's estimated as 5 years from now, then what we're dealing with is exactly what the next war is about, which I've outlined in these new agreements with South America and with the Mideast on water and the Jordan River, and how the next battle is being fought in the Jordan River. In fact, last week, the stakes were put out on the Jordan River as the boundary line for the control of that water as a result of the Mideastern leaders. Mike from Maryland on air?
Oh, yes.
Hello, yeah. Mike. Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you. I enjoy listening to your show. You've got a good way of connecting the dots from the micro picture to the macro picture. And to be honest with you, I mean, it can seem to be overwhelming at times with the North America Union, the highway's going to go through the countries, the sea treaty, and all these things that are going on for the most part under the radar behind the scenes. Like I said, it can be kind of overwhelming at times, but let me just, and I'm sure you heard of the SPP summit that's coming up in Canada.
Yeah, that'll be on August 20th.
I think Jerome Corzai is going to be there, and some protesters, we're going to try to protest the event, but from what I understand, they're going to keep them 18 miles away from the summit and use American troops as guards. Is that crazy or what?
Well, Mike, I tell you what they're going to do. You're absolutely correct. Not only are they going to be used American troops, they're going to be using the blue helmets.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that's really ominous.
And everything that I've had on air today, you know how Parker Pathways work. I mean, we connect these things coming the other way.
Sure.
All this has happened.
Appreciate that.
Past 5 days. Think about that. Stay on air if you have another comment, because I got to move into the chemistry and the global context.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Parker, and this is August 5th, 2007. And Mike, do you have a finishing thought on your question?
Yeah, well, I just was wondering, how much longer will it be before they have a summit in this country where you see foreign troops and NATO troops here, or UN troops as well? But that's kind of like a small question, but the main thing is, could you put maybe your wizard's cap on and kind of prognosticate what it's going to be like in the next 3 to 5 years, if what it's going to mean for the average person if all of these things go, we see, you know, go into fruition with the Sea Treaty, the Agenda 21, the North American Union, the Pan American Highway, and other things that I may not even be aware of that you, I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
What's it going to mean to the average person? What's life going to be like for the average American?
Well,
and you know, like at a micro level, and what maybe we can do to prevent this?
Well,
you know?
I think that one of the things that I propose for the average American is on every show, I put forth the it looks ominous, but it's a simple answer. You see, we are the only country in the world that has a constitution as we do. And the constitutional amendment to be able to have a right to vote on what goes in our food and water and our medical protocols has the opening in the Constitution. That's something that we can do on a national movement. To put the national movement of the constitutional amendment costs $5.5 million. That's what the basic cost is that Congress puts up around the states to make that happen. Number two, I've been proposing from the very beginning that we need a grand jury of science and technology say we have a criminal grand jury, we have a civil grand jury, but we do not have a grand jury to review decisions made by corporations and people that affect millions of lives. And these things need to be put to the special court, which is already in existence, which is what are called science judges. That's what we need to have. We cannot have the Supreme Court on a 5-4 decision, like they did in April, say that carbon dioxide is a pollutant and can be controlled by the U.S. EPA. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
And the thing, and now this is another thing. You see, we all have to eat and drink, and we're being poisoned for real. This is
sure.
You know what I mean? We're not selling products here. When I went in, chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. I was very clear, and that's what caused the national debate when I put it out there. We, by the utility commissions, are being asked to be human processing plants. We are supposed to be doing the job that they are. And our chemistry is being asked to change these poisons in our body. That's a fact, because if you open the tap and look at the and read and drink the water or have the foods and the rest of it, what we need as the average person is that we need to boycott on the local levels foods that we know are coming from other countries on these treaties I keep talking about. See what I'm saying?
Sure. Oh yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
We're
going
yeah.
to think this is the deal. See, because you can be into the streets, you can be political, be anything you want. The fact is, I have a statement that I stick to. You can't fool Mother Nature, Mike.
Yeah.
The cells of our body were designed to survive. And that's why animals survive, insects survive, and the human species, Homo sapiens, survive. And the whole thing is, though, that our bodies are changing in the immunological course of things in a very real science sense. And the reason that's happening is because our immune system is being destroyed by certain other toxic amino acids now, and from the foods and the waters. But there's another problem. We're also getting gene pools now that are contaminated. A good example is that you take the Desert Storm. The men that came back, they had these toxins in their sperm.
Gee.
And I went out there on the Camp Lejeune, North Carolina case on disinfectant byproducts in the water, and exposed that in the year 2003, where the women married to those Marines became aborted, and they aborted, and in a high percentage, 15%, across the board drinking tap water. And the whole thing came down to now it's in, there's a lawsuit that's going on, but the Senate's now going to be hearing about it. Do you know the public didn't know about it? When I went out the door in 2003, the public was never informed. They were never informed. And when I put out the peer review systems on all the human studies that had been done before chloramine was put in the water, the public didn't know about it. That's why we need the grand jury system on science and technology for the 21st century. We live in the 21st century. We're 85% wired in technology right now, in information technology. And our medicine is already moving into genetic engineering, which is very good for other reasons that I've talked about, and medical devices, which I've talked about. But we're losing our ability to feed in, to control it, because we've given our autonomy to government agencies who are just ignoring people now. Look what happened last night. I mean, they with the international treaties that they agreed to. And look, there were opportunities to go in there, and there's one thing that politicians fear more than anything else, and that's the vote. And we think the only reason that we survive in this great country is because we have the right to vote. And all these immigrants that are coming in, they have the Department of Motor Vehicles, those people in their own language tell them to check the Democratic box. And if you don't believe me, just stand there and watch it. You can be in any town in this country, and you'll see that. So the other thing that has to happen is to go to the city councils and the board of supervisors and tell them, we're voting you out unless you give us the responsibility to make you liable for your decision. That's really the fourth step, Mike.
Sure.
That's what we have to do. And you see, you can't beat Mother Nature's way of the gene structures and the concepts and medicine and the politics and the laws unless you give them the knowledge. The secret to dealing with the government, Mike, is to let them know you know. That's what they fear more than anything else.
Because they fear the truth.
Yeah, yeah. There's no joke about that. They shun from you if they find out that you know what they're doing.
Well, do you think most of these congressmen know what they're doing when they voted for the Sea Treaty, or do you think
they know because they're going on with the global strategies that have been laid down by Agenda 21 for real. That's United Nations wrote the Agenda 21.
Sure.
And the whole thing comes down to the fact they have whole processes, how to control medicine, how to control food, how to control the air, how to take over land, and how to work it through and work it through our own presidents. I remember when President Clinton went in Yosemite in front of national television and said, I'm signing over this land for protection. He didn't finish the sentence. Protection under the United Nations. Well, the United Nations already had the right to own Yosemite. Why Yosemite? Because it's a headwater. And this is why, that's where the water comes from. The whole process comes down to the fact that's why the other solution, the fifth level, is to have engineering technology better than the state of the art we have now to take care of the water that as at the headwater. Then you don't have to worry about the chemicals. And the other thing to put the chemicals in, because the pipes haven't been repaired, Mike.
Sure.
See? And the thing is like the bridges being destroyed on their own merit. They knew all about that. There was somebody there, and the same for the pipes, and the same thing for the water itself. If we don't have water properly, we can't irrigate properly. And so that's why they want to use reusable water to use in the irrigation system, which they're doing right now. And they've known since 1958 that it causes cancer in humans and animals. It's going on right now. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, get back to the other point, our genes are changing because of the contaminations that we have. And I can remember Dr. Strangelove movie, there was a line put in there, which there were two lines where Sterling Hayden was playing the general to make on the doomsday bomb. And the whole thing is, and he was going crazy in the situation room, and he was the only one left, and he was being a thing, and he had his cigar in his mouth, and he said, it's all in the fluids. It's in the fluids that come from our body that procreate. It's in the fluids. And those were his three lines. You know what that whole script was about? And that movie was in the 50s. I saw,
yeah.
You know, he was talking what you and I are talking about right now. If you and I were sitting in the Situation Room, like right now, on air, right now, which we are, you would be talking Sterling Hayden when he's talking Sterling Hayden on Doomsday. This is why I want the water Doomsday clock. 4 minutes to midnight. I'm serious. And I'm going to write it up and propose it, but I'm formally proposing it on this show. In fact, it is more important than the Doomsday for the atomic scientists because we're drinking deteriorated uranium in our water. See?
Well, where's the depleted uranium coming from?
It's coming from industry, and it's coming also from the processes that are going on with the changes of the industrial products that are being floated also through the air contamination like from Chernobyl.
Gee.
See, there are animals in Chile that go blind from the radiation from Chernobyl. And we're breathing China's air pollution right now as we speak.
Yeah, I know.
Well, listen, Mike.
Thank you.
Call the show again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Hey, Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Parker Wynn, Parker, August 5, 2007. I hope that we still have Marianne from Arkansas on air. Is Marianne there?
Good morning, Dr. Parker.
Oh, good morning, Marianne. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, I appreciate you so much. You know that. And I just love you and lift you up in my prayers and just God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a comment, and then I'll be off. And really, it's wonderful, the caller, Mike, the subject he brought up, he was asking about the next 3 to 5 years. It ties right in with what I was wanting to talk about. First of all, the future's not yet written in stone. The frog may almost be boiled, but not quite yet.
Mm-hmm.
But our future hinges on the action we take now.
That's right.
And I would suggest strongly that we all be on our face before God and pray and intercede for this nation. But second of all, I want to issue a challenge. Dr. Parker, your message is so important, so critical. I really pray that your audience and your outreach will be exponentially increased. And what I would suggest, I want to issue a challenge. You have listeners who are gifted in things like computers and website design and is setting up blogs and conference calls and webinars and that sort of thing. There's a wonderful tool called meetup.com. And I've suggested to a friend today that we begin something called like coalition of concerned citizens of our own particular state. That way we can have meetings within our local communities. And for your listeners, your audience, if we have a meetup.com group, and we call it like Coalition of Concerned Citizens, we can share your information. We can share the tools that Republic Broadcasting and John Stadmiller offer, God bless him. And I know that like a webinar thing is something that your friend, I believe, Dr. Bill Deagle, is beginning and starting to use, and I really hope you'll partner with him strongly. I would ask anyone that's interested in the vital information you're bringing forth. They would also appreciate the information he brings forth, and, of course, his website, NutraMedical.com, Dr. Bill Deagle. But, Dr. Parker, we've got to get you on the front where many, 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 many more people know what your work is. Congress is, you know, Senate, they're anyway on August recess, and right now, while they're home talking to their constituents, the people that put them in office, we need to be informed. We need to know how to go and confront them with truth in a kind way, in a gentle way, where we're possible. But so often, I think they really are not informed on what's going on. And what they have done, they've done some, in cases, maybe in ignorance, where they've done it knowingly. They need to really be upbraided for that. But there's tools to do that. And if that's all right with you, I would just issue the challenge to your listeners to start the group. Go to meetup.com. Start a group. Start a blog.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
With your suggestion, first of all, I agree totally with that. I want to make a comment as a disclaimer. Just stay on the air for 1 minute here.
Sure.
I've been encouraged for a long time to have a website, and the reason I don't have a website until now is because the truth is that when I first started and went out nationally exposing the medical complications and the legal of the disinfectants in the water that were harming us, the EPA stripped all the references from their websites and also sabotaged any attempt to put the information out on the Internet. They formed bogus groups, which are disinformation groups, would always start their name of their group, Concerned Citizens. And these were all front groups, and they're very devious people because they take information from the Utilities Commission and distort it to their favor that, well, nothing's wrong.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen to devious. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. No, I'm not joking. This really happens.
I know.
Now, this is the deal. This is why I'm going to go into the website situation, but I prefer to be linked as something on the order of Parker's Panthers or Parker Pathways, Parther Pathway Groups for Constitutionality.
That'd be great.
What I'm saying?
I have a suggestion to go along. So let's brainstorm this. Let other people email
and then
you.
And then the other thing, Mary, that's very important is that I should be on shortwave.
Yes, very important.
And for the part of the challenge that you're putting out is that if sponsors want to sponsor Parker Pathways to a higher level of shortwave on RBN, then they are to email me and we'll work it, and I'll put them in touch with the station after I see what they're selling.
Actually, you know, with John Stadmiller's expertise and his commitment, he may very well be able to set up like a point person for coordinating all of this.
Exactly.
But what we need to do is let everybody email their ideas in to you and a copy to John Stadmiller, and let's set together a brainstorming conference where we can sit down and figure out how to get some of this stuff done. Is that all right?
That's perfect, Mary.
All right. God bless you,
Carla. God bless you, Mary. Thanks for calling the show, and bless you in all the other ways, too. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Parker, August 5, 2007, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I want to make other points here about the iodoacetic acids in the water, which are it's the most potent disinfectant byproduct in the water, and the second would be the four bromides. But the most toxic to bacteria is a substance called MX, and that's in the water that we're drinking right now. And this is a dichloromethyl dihydroxy furan. It's a chlorinated furan. It's called MX, and it's 80 times more potent than idiocetic acid as a mutagen. In other words, mutagen changing the chromosome structures of humans. And that's measured by the Ames test. And the idiocetic acid is 93 times more cytotoxic than MX. So cytotoxic meaning the destruction of cells, in this, and idiocetic acid is 28 times more mutagenic than MX. MX was known in the chlorine system in 1958 when the government started to really rev it up to put MX in the water for population control. Now, mammalian cells are human cells, and the effects of MX and idiocetic acid are over 90% highly effective in humans, and idiocetic acid can be very hazardous all the way. That X that you see on the signs, they come in, that means harmful, as I said at the last hour. Where do you think they got that, MX? That derivation history of the X is MX. I can talk a whole lot about what the public health under the Homeland Security Act can do with MX. And I've hinted at it all along, and in terms of the powers, the police powers the Public Health Service has, and I'm going to do a show on that. I've been waiting for the right time, and now's the time. And the idiocetic acid inhibits human cells because, essentially, and here's the immunology side that I'm been talking about, but I'll say it in a different way, it really inhibits the cellular detoxification process. So this means that if you have the process by which the bromide and the idiocetic acid combines, which comes from salt water, which is converted to what is called, quote, fresh water, the end product is mercury. So the end product of the mercury system is the very thing they're trying to get out of the water, and now they're adding it in another way. It locks with the MX, and now you have a selected, what's called a selected toxin. Now, this is not just some science exposition. This happens to do with life and death. Let's take my whole concept, which I didn't bring up to one of the callers, Mike, on the initiative to have for each state, which I call toilet to tap to table. And the difference of the bottled water against the tap water. The recent change of the bottled water companies, which is $11 billion sales business, the idea that comes from the tap water, yes, but these are formations of chemicals which go in through the process of the chemistry. And so you have 25% of that bottle is there. When I was indirectly responsible for helping put that expiration date on there. On the bottle of water. Why do you think that has to happen? Because it contains bisophenol A. And bisophenol A is the form of the plastic that forms with the tap water in the bottle of water to change it to MX. So the whole process of this is the fact that when you go and a person urinates out into the toilet, they're urinating the dead cells that were created from your body. Your body recreates itself every 28 days. On average, 28 to 31 days. Every organ of your body recreates. Blood, eye cells, liver, everything. The urine is a discarded product of the cells from your constant creation of your body getting new cells. And that's why the kidney and the liver have to be functioning properly. If you have the kidney that's defailed in some form, or the kidney, you are not able to rebuild yourself and you become toxic and you have to work it out. Now, what happens is this, and you can have death at the end. Now, this is the whole story. You take the kidney dialysis patient. When I first went out the door on this, the only reason I bring this up is because what the government knew before I went national versus what they know now and are doing after I went national. So the whole thing comes down, and that was the year 2003. So the whole thing on kidney dialysis patients, the whole thing, they say, well, they're going to change the carbon filter, and that takes care of it. They're getting all of these other chemicals the other way. They just tell the kidney dialysis patient to keep coming back more, or they take a portable unit and give it to their home people in their home care. The whole process is the EPA second stage of the thing. Well, go ahead and use it anyway. Use the chloramine anyway. And the whole process of this. And each show, I give you hint after hint after hint and keep building this brick wall of the utter devastation that's occurring in our bodies, in our food, and our policy plans, which have to do with all of the process of the uranium systems that are going on, that we're drinking, that are supposed to be, quote, protected from. On the Oprah show that happened, Oprah had a show a few weeks ago talking about sewers in San Francisco as an example of what the contamination is like. And when she introduced the concept, do you think that that we're drinking poop? That was her direction to the audience. And the faces on the women that were there, they said, ooh, no, I don't want to know about that. They even said it on air, on the show. They're saying, I don't want to know about that. Here is our problem. This is our problem. The people are so insulated in this country to the fact of what is being done to them specifically. And I even did a show with an investigative journalist how the government plans to violate the Section 817 of the Patriot Act to selectively kill people by poison water in the sewer system. That was according to the investigative reporter. That's why I had the person on. But the whole thing comes down to the fact the process by which all of this is working in terms of having the contaminations controlled in another way, according to them, only creates more money coming in the other way for federal grants for doing essentially nothing. And it's serious business. If you don't have the proper electrolyte systems, and you don't have in the bottled water, which you don't, and some companies now are saying, well, we're going to add electrolytes, or we're going to have other processes and vitamins, and we're going to put that over. But the whole process here is that this affects the climate, because what we have, we eat, if it's been contaminated in other ways in the food, just generally the way it's grown in other countries, and even here. We eat it, we metabolize it, we absorb it, but the toxins accumulate. That's where the phrase bioaccumulation comes in that I put together, which is now being accepted in courts across the country as a part of the expert witness program that the courts have decided that bioaccumulation that I've used is a viable term in terms of the fact of the toxins accumulating in absorption and excretion of the body in toxicology. So if you have it on the table and then you go to the toilet and all you've got endocrine disruptors from hormones have been taking, that goes into the system, the ecology, it passes on, everybody says, well, it goes to the ocean. Well, where do you think the water goes? It goes back to the United States Supreme Court. They refuse to recognize the water vapor concept from the CO2, which back goes into the clouds, it rains, comes back in the aquifers, and then we drink it. And then on top of that, we're back again to drinking and passing into the cycle. This is why I'm saying that the water doomsday clock takes all this into consideration. And that's why the toilet to tap to table initiative across this country should be networked. You can even put my name on it, because I'm going to tell you something. Every university engineer that supports the government grant programs, and they do, they train their students this way, are against this concept, and they don't want anybody voting on this. The attorney generals in 20 states don't want anybody to vote on this. They've told me that, and this is why we have to rise up and say, listen, you're trying to tell us, and this is what they're trying to do at these university systems that control the government white papers on subject of this kind. They say, well, you've been using reusable water for years. It's true that people are using it, yeah. And now they want to put it in and blend it in with the drinking water, which they've already started to do. They pass laws now. Federal money's coming in to be able to blend this water. And they say, oh, it's only going to be used for lawns and golf courses. And always forgetting to tell the public it goes into the aquifer and we're back again to the blended water system. So the whole cycle begins again. You are essentially destroying the immune system on the water doomsday clock. That's what the 4 minutes to midnight on the water doomsday clock by Dr. Wynn Parker. You can put my name on it, because I'm going to tell you something. They're going to come after you like you wouldn't believe. you send them to me, and I'm going to talk to them. They can come on air. They can debate me. They can tell me. They can do me. They can do anything, because they always think that anybody who talks about toilet-to-tap initiatives are crazy people. And they say they're character assassinated. I've been character assassinated attempts so many times they can't even touch me. You know why? Because I know. And they know I know. And so they're trying to protect their billions and billions of dollars that go into the process that they tell the public $1.3 trillion to repair the infrastructure of pipes, $1.3 trillion to repair the bridges. Yeah, where do you think the money's going? They're going to apply it to the states, is what the Congress did, even again last night, before they went home on their planes and went back to their states this morning on the airlines. The whole thing comes down to the fact that this is all tied in with the emission trading initiatives, the idea of buying carbon credits, a scheme put up by people like Al Gore, who obviously is connected with this scheme, in terms of buying and selling marketable what are called cap and trade programs. This is a market-based mechanism for selling what are really fictions of carbon emissions, which are coming. Where do you, they're trying to say, well, the carbon comes from the pollution of the rest of the world and the whole thing. Yes, emissions do cause carbons, but how do you measure it? How do you have a project-based program that's market-based when CO2, what do you think the C stands for? It stands for carbon. So if you break down the carbon from the O2, the oxygen, what do you think those two oxygen molecules attach to? They attach to the H, which makes water. So the whole thing comes down to the fact you have, they're going to set up exchanges on the stock exchange called the Chicago Climate Exchange. They're going to have this exchange where you buy and sell credits on a market-based system. And they're going to have a retail market for emission permits, all controlled by the bills that are passed to make it under United Nations control. And the impending mandatory initiatives under the carbon trading are going to be based on legislative acts in each state. And it's going to be by state where the emission is determined based upon this Supreme Court decision to be able to regulate CO2. And we even have like Assembly Bill 32 in California, where it's going to be called the California Global Warming Solutions Act. And this implements a cap on the state's emissions at a 1990 levels by the year 2020. Well, how can you have an initiative coming in the other way when we're urinating out poisons coming into the aquifer, coming in and passing into the into the climate, and affecting with the idle acids and the idle carbons in the sea, which in turn combined with the CO2 to make the oxygen, which comes back to us, and that carbon dioxide has been aspirated and promoted in chlorophyll and phosphorylation by plants. When at the same time in the CO2 system on the carbon emissions, they want to cut trees. So you see, the environmentalists are political hacks, in my opinion. There was one thing that comes out in one of the calls from Marianne from Arkansas. She's totally right. The whole concept, I'm going to tell you something. You want to talk about people that don't understand their science. These are political hacks. They should have been brought in front of federal district courts and sued so many years ago that it makes you head spin in every direction, that they've conned people through these things. But who do you think supports the environmental groups? It's the trust funds of the larger corporations that give them money so that they can buy conservation easements on property, which is really more as an eminent domain. Some rancher in beautiful country and farmland that's making food, they're going to sell the farm because they got to make a state taxes, or they just want to get out of farming and the thing. So they have a conservation easement, which is connected by the IRS. And the whole thing is, well, that land will never be used for anything else. You can't develop on that. Well, you also can't farm it. So the whole thing comes down to the fact you take the 1031 exchanges that occur where the IRS says, well, you can sell your farm for a particular price, and save it out, as long as you get a comparable piece of property of which you want to buy. If you're going to sell one farm, you got to buy something comparable. It's 10 or 31 exchanges. Well, the whole process of the real estate developers and the real estate brokers, they make the money. You as a buyer are sitting there looking at a mountain and a piece of farmland, and you're in the toilet because you can't use it. And where do you think that is going into the carbon credit system? Oh, they created the carbon footprint. Oh, I see. Because we produce 72% or did 72% of the food that's eaten in the world. We're not talking about the United States. We're talking about the world. That whole thing has now been balanced out to the China stock market in terms of which I keep talking about, in terms of what I use the word greed, in terms of how China's taken over the whole process of that 72% in the United States and not changed the value of the yuan, Y-U-E-N. We'll come back at the end of this second hour of Parker Pathways, and we'll give some sum-ups.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And it's a live show, and it's August 5, 2007. And I want to make a point here about Assemblyville 32 that's in California, where in that they talk about how they're going to set up these carbon credits under these big corporation systems. which are really bogus because of other reasons, and I'll do other shows on this. And that's why the Al Gore inconvenient truth is so bogus. But the Assembly Bill 32 allows recycled water to be placed in cement making. Do you know what the chemical formula is for cement and what product it produces? It produces carbon dioxide. Very good sidebar information. That is very important. It'll come out on the stock market, which brings me down to the whole point about the China concept of yuan. Y-U-A-N is how they pronounce their currency. The trade surplus in May was a year export system that was the highest in the world. Their trade surplus, of course, is different because they're putting pressure on the other trade partners that have to do with the water and the food, which I talked about on John Sedmiller's show when I hosted his show. The whole thing comes down to the fact that when the stock market hit 14,000 on the Dow, there was an 8% shift in those companies, 8% in food and 1% in water, which controlled 40% of the movement of the money that went through there. The companies that are involved in making all of these prospects happen, as we've been discussing on Parker Pathways on this second hour, are Woolworths, which are in the country of Australia, Seven and Higgins in Japan, the largest food retailers that control even the process of trading with China that ships to America, Hutchison Whampoa, they're in Hong Kong, that's an industrial diversified company. They had an increase of a 52-week increase of 10.7% on all their stocks across the board. The other, of course, is Canon. You're familiar with Canon. They're in electronic office equipment, but they're also involved in the chip technology for the concept of food and its processes by which it works. The whole thing in being analyzed for food. That's why you have Mr. Leavitt there, from Health and Human Services. Who Leavitt is? He was the one of the EPA that signed off in chloramine years ago. And he's standing in front of a port in the United States and saying, well, we can't inspect all the food that comes from China. And they have these little chips that they want to put in and have the little like a laser barred coder and trying to find out if there's any kind of contaminant in there. True, it works for fluids, but it's not going to work for solids, and that's going to be worked in the concept of being detected, and that state-of-the-art will improve. But it's not going to improve to protect the food as they promote. It's a concept of the bioterrorist activity, which is a totally legitimate activity. Because I'm going to say it, that the bioterrorism is within our bodies. I don't care how much you fictionalize it, that's the story. And where does that come under the carbon credit? So the whole process is the House of Representatives that collectively introduced in our bodies what's going on in the climate. Welcome to this show. I look for you to come back, and we're going to appreciate everyone as we should. God bless America and liberty and justice for all. Support RBN radio station. This is one of the last fairness places left on the airwaves. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you next week. And as I said, God bless America.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect